理课堂听 class.com
Klaus shivered. He hadn't been thinking of Olaf's assistance. Besides scheming to get his hands on the Baudelaire fortune, Olaf was the leader of a terrible theatre troupe, and his fellow actors were always ready to help him with his plans. They were a gruesome crew, each more terrifying than the next. There was a bald man with a long nose who always wore a black robe. There were two women who always had ghostly white powder on their faces. There was a person so large and blank-looking that you couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. And there was a skinny man with two hooks where his hand should have been. Violet was right. Any of these people could be lurking outside Uncle Monty's house, waiting to catch them if they tried to escape. "I think we should just wait for Uncle Monty to come back and tell him what has happened," Violet said. "He'll believe us. If we tell him about the tattoo, he'll at least ask Stefano for an explanation." Violet's tone of voice, when she said Stefano, indicated her utter scorn for Olaf's disguise. "Are you sure?" Klaus said. "After all, Uncle Monty is the one who hired Stefano." Klaus's tone of voice when he said Stefano indicated that he shared his sister's feelings. "For all we know, Uncle Monty and Stefano have planned something together."
"Minna!"
Sunny shrieked, which probably meant something like, "Don't be ridiculous, Klaus." Violet shook her head. "Sunny's right. I can't believe that Uncle Monty would be in cahoots with Olaf. He's been so kind and generous to us, and besides, if they were working together, Olaf wouldn't insist on using a different name."
"That's true," Klaus said thoughtfully.
"So we wait for Uncle Monty."
"We wait," Violet agreed.
"Told you,"
Sunny said solemnly, and the siblings looked at one another glumly. Waiting is one of life's hardships. It is hard enough to wait for chocolate cream pie while burnt roast beef is still on your plate. It is plenty difficult to wait for Halloween when the tedious month of September is still ahead of you. But to wait for one's adopted uncle to come home while a greedy and violent man is upstairs was one of the worst waits the Baudelaires had ever experienced. To get their mind off it, they tried to continue with their work, but the children were too anxious to get anything done. Violet tried to fix a hinged door on one of the traps, but all she could concentrate on was the knot of worry in her stomach. Klaus tried to read about protecting oneself from thorny Peruvian plants, but thoughts of Stefano kept clouding his brain. And Sunny tried to bite rope, but she had a cold chill of fear running through her teeth, and she soon gave up. She didn't even feel like playing with the incredibly deadly viper. So the Baudelaire spent the rest of the afternoon sitting silently in the reptile room, looking out the window for Uncle Monty's jeep, and listening to the occasional noise from upstairs. They didn't even want to think about what Stefano might be unpacking.